Welcome to Mass again on this, a few last days. We have 4 days left of the Christmas season. That's great to have all of our, of course, our students and teachers. Thank you to be here. Our last days of Christmas is actually the baptism of Jesus this weekend. So Sunday evening is the last season Christmas. And then we begin an ordinary time next Monday. Now, what I want to hear from like students today is the first line we heard today in the first letter of St. John. He said, "Beloved, we love God, but God loved us first." So first, your question, how did God love you before you can love God? They had a nice flower. Because he made us. It's a great answer. Yeah. When were you born? When's your birthday? Is it today? Is it tomorrow? August? What year? So in July 2013, you weren't on the planet, you were your mother. When I asked for that, you didn't exist. But God still loved you. That's a deep thought. Why else? Why else would God show his love before we love him?
Boy, nice and...
Yes. Say it nice and loud.
He sent his son to die for us.
Yes, he sent his son to die for us. None of us were alive by then. Correct? I don't think there's anybody here that's 2,000 years old. Actually, it'd have to be 2,000 years in like 20-some days. 20 years, right? Why else? There's another place in your age that you didn't have the decision to love somebody.
He died for our sins?
Yes, he did. Yep, kind of the same answer, but yeah, correct. Let's see, I know some of you... Well, let's see. Yep. That's what?
Who she is, we'll pray for her. We'll do that.
And free, right?
We'll ask for prayers in our intercession right after. Oh, she's puking. Yeah, that is bad, isn't it?
Really? What do you think? Well, good. So, July 8th, 2013, you were born. Same thing. You weren't alive. The year before that. Right? But God still loved you. And now you love him now. Yeah, he helped you be made with your mom and dad, right? That's a good thought. Any other? There's one or two more I think that we can add on that. Boy, our kindergartens are just dominating this morning. The others are like trying to wake up. We need to start drinking coffee or Red Bull in the morning. What do you think, Kiri? Because we love him, yeah, but how did he love us before we loved him? Yep. Yeah, very similar. Let's see. Does anybody in here have a little sibling that's like a baby? Oh, Jessica. You have a little sister. Does she love God?
Mm-hmm.
You think so? She can't talk. Do you think she can love God right now? Maybe. That's a very, again, another depth of theology and philosophy. But she did, yeah, her brain is growing, so does she love God? I don't know. I'm not in her brain. But she's a little baby, right? And eventually as we grow up, we learn about God, and then we realize, yeah, we do love God. That's a good question to talk to your parents. That is and it's a very deep question. All right, now, what else? Let's go beyond God, all right? I'm going to ask a question. What are other people that have loved you before you loved them?
Yep. Maybe your parents?
Yeah, your parents, right? They actually helped you created to come on Earth. Carly?
Hopefully your older siblings.
Older siblings. Yes. Good. Who else? Lainey? Grandparents. Grandparents? Uncles? Yeah. Isn't that cool how we pass through love from every generation as humans? Right? What do you think?
My great-grandma.
Yeah, your great-grandma? Of course. The really powerful thing that we listened today from St. John the Evangelist, and we've been listening to it for our daily mass. Do you know what I call them? The people that come every day for mass, daily mass? They're kind of the soul of our church. They're the ones that come to mass every day. That God loves us so much that our love for Him is very important, but it's not even close to how much God loves us. And the fact that we pass that love in every generation. Like, for instance, me, back in, like, when I was in the seminary in, like, 2007, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, I was praying for you. I don't know who you are. I don't know any of you. And I was praying. You, many of you students, you weren't even alive. And I was praying, if I was called to be a priest, I want to pray for my parishioners that I'll serve in some day. Or your parents. I mean, some of them might have been praying for each other even before they were married. Or praying to have a child pray for you. And that's that prayer is an action of love. And so we've been going kind of this week with our parishioners. In St. John, his first letter, there's a lot of sections of love. How we shouldn't fear out of love. That love comes from God first to us. And then we need to be like God to love others. So please stand and we'll offer our session.